RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Welcome back into the Midday Show. Andy and Randy. Abe Gordon filling in for a couple days. Randy sitting his usual post. Got a couple things we want to touch on here. We'll do more of a full-on NFL no huddle in our next segment. We'll look at all the games Saturday through Sunday. We'll talk about Monday Night Football here in just a moment. But a couple college stories real quick. Randy, we don't have a traditional college football corner or anything like that today. Kyle Whittingham hired at Michigan. I don't think this is much of a surprise. I think it's the way Penn State maybe fell in to Matt Campbell.
Exactly.
I think Michigan kind of fell into. Nor do I think, by the way, that it was a coincidence at the timing of Kyle Whittingham stepping down at Utah.
I don't believe this is my personal opinion that Kyle Whittingham stepped down and took the Michigan job. I think it seemed like they were trying to force him out of Utah. And that's what I thought. It's like, okay, your run is over. Not saying your run is over, but you've been here this long, blah, blah, blah. Because, the last couple of years, it's always been a question. Whether he's going to retire or step down and everything like that. I think it's a slam dunk damn hire for Michigan. I really, really do, because I'm a big Kyle Whittingham fan. I love his philosophy at Utah. Now, his biggest issue is the health of his quarterback. Whenever they're good, one of his quarterbacks always goes down. But one thing we knew about Utah, they're going to play hard-nosed defense, great special teams. And when their quarterback was right, they were going to be effective. Now, his biggest thing, and I saw that he had the conversation with the young man, Underwood, you got to keep this kid. You got to find a way to keep this kid, and you got to get the right hires around you. But I think that when you look at where Michigan is, this is considering what they're coming off of, the Harbaugh – whatever it is, wherever, he's like Lane Kiffin. He leaves mess.
It's a mess behind him.
The 49ers, I'm just waiting for the Chargers because something's going to happen. It's just Jim. This is a perfect hire. He's a ball coach. I know they talk about his age and all those different things, but this dude's a ball coach.
I got two things that I thought of. And I mentioned to you, we were delayed yesterday and on the trip to Palm Beach. We had an opportunity to visit with my aunt and my cousin who were in that area on vacation. And my cousin is a Michigan grad, and I was asking her about it. Not overly informed about Coach Witt and what's been going on there at Utah, understandably so. They just want someone to stabilize the program.
That's
right
what he
now.
Does.
And no doubt about it. So I think from that perspective, yes. I don't know if this is the right way to say it because it almost sounds like an insult, but it's not meant to be. When you look at what he's done at Utah, especially when they were in what was the Pac-12, it always felt like Coach Whittingham was doing more with less.
It was.
The question now is, can you do more with more?
Yes.
And what does that look like for Michigan? It doesn't have to be immediate.
I think the biggest thing, as you're talking about, you think about, and I saw it, damn, I forgot where I saw this at. I saw it on social media. It was talking about the last whatever, how many years, when he was at Utah compared to Michigan, it's damn near identical outside of the national championship as far as the winning percentages and all those different things. So, and you think about what he did with that, because once – they started winning and things like that. They started giving him resources.
I don't even know.
You don't have nothing that he's going to have
the
in
top
Michigan.
I don't know how many top 20 classes they had at Utah.
Yeah.
I would bet Michigan was top 20 almost every year.
Exactly. So you telling me you give this guy who can coach his ass off those resources, he's going to be fine. And Michigan's going to be fine. I think it's more or less – you know, the retention part about it. I mean, he's an old school coach, but yet he's coached long enough in this new era of everything like that. Now, it's different from recruiting to Utah than it is Michigan. We understand that part about it. But I just think he's a damn good ball coach, man. I really, really do. Been a big fan of his for a long time.
The other question I have, which doesn't have to be answered now, is the timeline on the back end. Is how long is he going to be there?
Well, I mean, he signed a 5-year deal.
I think he could coach out the 5 years, but how – is there a succession plan, and do you set something up? Head coach in waiting is not my favorite thing to look at.
I don't know Coach Winningham, but he does not seem like the kind of guy that's worried about that right now. That he's worried about, okay, I'm going to hire this guy to be my successor.
Well, that's kind of what
it seems to me like. I'm talking about right now. It seems to me like they would have to, like, okay, we like this guy. Would he be somebody on your staff or something like that? Who does he keep from Michigan? Who does he, like, you know, I think that's another big thing is always the staff, because he's taking guys from Utah to come with him, especially on the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah, and I feel like maybe I'm wrong. I could be misremembering here. I think they had a head coach in waiting situation.
They did.
Utah.
You're
not going to walk right into that. Again, it's a 5-year deal. I don't think you need to have that guy in place immediately.
No.
But in 4 years, maybe there's a year or two transition.
How long do you think he does?
Assuming he's not getting fired for poor performance,
right.
I think he'll just coach the 5.
Okay, me too.
Unless he feels like they're doorstep 1 year away, maybe they sign a 1-year deal to try and win it all sort of thing, I think he's probably there. The other thing, I just saw some news. Marcus Freeman has begun informing NFL teams he's going to remain at Notre Dame.
Well,
I don't know how much of that was real interest.
Well, I think I'll tell you this.
From him, not from the teams.
Again, I'll tell you, I don't think – there's no way that I don't think Marcus wasn't intrigued by being
an NFL
coach. You always listen. what did Ray Charles say? Like my grandma said, ain't nothing wrong with listening. There is no way that he didn't listen. Now, I can understand he has one of the best gigs in sports, being the head football coach at Notre Dame. There's not too many professional – college, whatever you want to call jobs, that are better than being the head coach of Notre Dame. There just isn't. And so when you look at it from that standpoint, good for him. Good for Notre Dame for being able to keep him. He's a superstar coach who eventually might want to go to the league, right? Might want to go to the league. Who will, if he continues to be the way he is now, will have an opportunity down the road. He's still so damn young.
Well, so that's what I was going to bring up.
He's still so damn young. And, I mean, if the rumors are true, did you want to go to New York? I'm talking about the Giants and deal with that mess, because New York Giants are a freaking mess right now.
Looks like they got a quarterback.
Do you want to do that? Yeah.
If he
can stay healthy. But do you want to deal with that right now, or do you want to deal with the stability that you have right now at Notre Dame? I know you lost your backs, but it's Notre Dame. They're going to have running backs. You know, that defense is always going to be where it is. You got a young, developing quarterback, and then you got to guarantee that if you're in the top 12, your ass is in the playoffs. So there's no reason to leave that right now.
And I do think the age does probably play a role here, and I agree with you. The fact that he is young enough and these opportunities are going to come up.
Right.
And it may have been as simple as, I don't see the opportunity that I believe is worth leaving.
Exactly.
Next year there is an opportunity.
And I think that's why I was talking about the Giants. It's a prestigious job at NFL, being the head coach of the New York football Giant. But the way they are right now, is that mess right there that they have worth you leaving that cushy-ass job as Notre Dame's head coach? It just isn't. No.
I don't know what the discussion is in Pittsburgh. Could that change if something happens with Tomlin this year?
It could.
That's the one. And again, I don't know. I mean, they lost to the Browns yesterday and might miss the playoffs.
I don't think it's a fire thing. I think it's just like, all right, we're going to part ways or something like that.
Yeah, they got the weird contract.
And still, I just don't see it.
They're moving Tomlin into some sort of cushy front office.
Why the hell would Mike T want to do it? Mike's a football coach.
He may not want to.
Yeah, Mike's a Mike's either going to do TV or he's going to be a ball coach.
Speaking of front office jobs, the Matt Ryan discussion. I have some thoughts, and I know you and Mike were talking about it there in our last segment, and some of the conversation continued off air. I just have some questions in regards to Matt Ryan and why he would want to do this. And a lot of it probably ties into maybe me projecting Matt Ryan's feelings about how things ended here and what took place. That's part of it.
There's nothing wrong with that. Because you remember I said, I was like, Matt? Well, no, I think I was talking about when you were talking about Philip, the whole Matt Ryan and Philip Rivers. And I was like, why would Philip want to come back to this after how they did him? But
yeah.
But to me, like you said, it seems to me like everything is, you know, bygones are bygones and all that other stuff. So, I mean.
On some level with some people, probably.
Yeah.
I'm not sure it's like that with everyone.
What do you mean? With him? Because I think it's the only thing that matters is him. The Falcons organization is cool.
I think there's some people he still maybe is not favorable towards because of how it ended. And then there's some people he probably kind of has moved on in regards to that.
I mean, I think the biggest thing is the repairing. And I'm not saying they don't have a good relationship. It's with Arthur Blank.
Right.
Because Arthur Blank is the reason why that happened.
I get it.
Is he that?
Probably. I don't know all the background workings. Probably.
What the hell do you mean probably? He's the one that wanted him.
Yeah, yeah, probably.
Yeah, he's the one who wanted him.
I'm just not going to say yes because I don't know for fact. But
right.
Yeah, yeah. I think they're okay, right? I mean, Matt Ryan was down there. Again, we're going to do some TGL stuff here in a little bit. Remember, he was there last year.
Yep.
And obviously, Arthur Blank is heavily involved there. I think him and Blank are okay. The other thing that makes me hesitate in regards to that is, and maybe you disagree, and that's fine too, Matt Ryan kind of is on a weird, dicey legacy discussion here in Atlanta. And yes, becoming a member of the front office and building this team into a long-term winner would build the legacy. But coming here and failing to do that, what impact on his legacy would that have?
I'm nobody thinking about that right now.
It was literally the first thing I thought of, though.
Yeah, anybody think about it's legacy just me? And all those. Matt Ryan will always be, in my opinion, I know people will say other names. I think Matt Ryan's the best Falcon of all time. That's my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that all that other stuff, you know, because we don't, and that's one thing I don't want to ever speculate, like the role of what he's doing. I don't know what it is. And Joe Patrick did a great job of labeling and laying out different things of different players who've been in kind of a situation that Matt Ryan is coming into an organization. I don't know. It's not one of the things where is Arthur Blank going to be like, here, Matt, here's the keys to my organization, run it. I don't think that's the key. I don't think that's the case in this proposition. I just think that there could be a situation where is he – you know, is he a part of the front office? Meaning, is he drafting players? Is he signing free agents? Is he doing this?
How hands on is this?
That's what I'm saying. How hands on are we talking about? I don't think Matt Ryan would leave the booth to be a figurehead. I don't think that. You know, I don't think that Arthur Blank would pay him millions of dollars to be a damn thing. He's already paid Matt Ryan damn $300 million to be his quarterback. So I don't think that'd be the case where Arthur Blank looks at this as a figurehead type guy. If he's going to be in the situation where the reports are, he's going to be, as far as the personnel, the head coaching hire, if there's one, because I think that as much as I think that Arthur Blank wants to be hands-on, he wants somebody that they talk to that talks to him.
Yeah.
You know, and so is Matt Ryan going to be that guy? Is Matt Ryan going to officially replace Rich McKay as president? Is there another job? I mean, when I was playing, I remember when I was at the Rams, we had a president, we had a GM, we had a vice president of player personnel. We had all these labels of guys, and nobody knew who the hell was doing that. And all we know is that my man Billy D was drafting everybody. So I don't know how it goes, but.
A role with oversight makes sense to me. The GM does not.
I agree with you.
It's a little too hands-on for a first-time guy.
Yeah.
And again, Matt Ryan has forgot more about the NFL and more about football than I'll ever know. But I still like, I mean, call me a sucker, I still like a guy with a little bit of experience in that specific role, GM. Yeah. If you told me he was assistant to the GM.
Right.
Or something but with more oversight.
But the thing about it is, if you're a GM, if you're coming, say for instance, you're coming into this league, into this job as a GM, and they align Matt Ryan as your assistant GM, nobody wants that job. Maybe I could deal with you being the president, maybe.
But right.
Like, guy that's sitting over my shoulder. I don't know how that – that's what I'm saying. If you go and get a Matt Ryan, are you letting him pick the groceries?
I think meaning if you're bringing Matt Ryan coach, in, yes.
Mean the coach,
yes.
The general manager. Because I don't know anybody that's experienced in this field that's going to let – I just don't see that.
I agree. I think if you're bringing Matt Ryan into the front office, especially if it's in this sort of advisor oversight role – I think everything beneath him, not everything, but a number of things beneath him are being picked by him.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We didn't talk that much about Monday Night Football. We still got plenty of time to do so, though. We'll do a little bit of that. And we'll talk about some of the other football games, a bunch yesterday, a couple on Saturday as well. This hour of the Midday Show is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Dave Gordon, Randy McMichael, the Midday Show continues on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
NFL No Huddle brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. And we'll just kind of run through a couple of these games over the course of the week. We might speed run some of these other ones. I don't know how much we'll talk about. Just Giants and Raiders was a big game. We'll get to that in a little bit.
Way to go.
Let's start back on Saturday, though. Texans take on the Chargers. A pretty big game in the AFC just in general. And the Texans, man, that defense just keeps rolling.
You don't want to see them. You don't want to see them, boys, man. That damn defense. And then you got a good enough quarterback that can win games for you in CJ Stroud. Didn't have his best game. A couple turnovers. But I'm telling you, That damn defense, man, them dudes, they are a problem for any and every damn body. So I like Houston. I know they clinched the playoff spot, but you better watch them. The one that got mine, Abe, was the Baltimore Ravens and the Packers. And I understand DeMar was out. And Derrick Henry looked like Tennessee Derrick Henry, how they gave him the ball. You're going to have to do that Sunday night against whoever they – against the Pittsburgh Steelers for the NC title.
Yeah.
That dude looked like Derrick Henry. That one stiff arm and the way he was running the football and the breakaway speed. And I thought, you know, Huntley played good. And he was able to run the football, was efficient. But my biggest takeaway from that outside of – was Malik Nabers going to make some bread this offseason? Malik Willis is gonna make some money.
I think I saw he was highest graded quarterback.
Malik gonna make some money this offseason.
Does that surprise you?
No, I think that he has gifts and tools, but it had to, when he was coming out of draft. The one thing that he needed to do was sit and wait, and play on a good team. And he was in Tennessee playing against with that slaw.
Can we talk about what Cam Ward's doing in Tennessee? By the way,
no. What is he doing?
He's pretty darn good, man.
Yeah, we'll see.
I know that team's not good.
We'll see.
He
has ability.
He's got some of that. If he could, again, you don't want to force your way out of a situation.
No, he's not going nowhere. Now, I don't know. No, you were y'all last week. Now, he don't need to be in the front office sitting there. He don't need to be in the owner's office.
Oh, right. Yeah. I saw that story.
Let me help pick the next coach. Yeah, you ain't got that much clout, young fella.
Not quite. The Bengals take care of business against the Cardinals, 37-14. Jamar Chase, 2 touchdowns. Chase Brown, 2 touchdowns. Pretty ugly affair in the AFC North. The Pittsburgh Steelers fall to the Cleveland Browns, 13-16. Not a great day for Shador, but a lot of the focus was on the other side of the ball. Myles Garrett chasing the sack record.
Yeah.
Had this to say about the way Aaron Rodgers and the offense of the Steelers were playing.
To an extent, I feel like they were more worried about keeping me away from Aaron than getting the win. And I think that's what came back to bite them. So, they'll have to, fight it out with Baltimore next week. But I'm just proud of the guys for fighting and getting this win. That's the main thing, and I'm always going to keep it that.
Well, the one thing about I'll never doubt anything Myles Garrett says, because he is the freaking dude. And if Matt Stafford's number one for MVP, he should be number two, followed by Drake May, who was freaking amazing yesterday. But going back to the Cleveland game, Aaron was without his top two guys as far as receivers. He was out DK, obviously. I think Austin was out yesterday. I mean, I thought that they would have a more of a tight end friendly game plan. But when you're dealing with a guy like Myles Garrett, you add so many resources to him that usually costs you a guy out on pass routes and those things like that. I really think this, and we'll probably, as we get on with this show going on, like when you look at Kevin Stefanski as a head coach, I think he's an outstanding head coach. That's much my opinion.
Okay.
If he doesn't get an opportunity, if you are a new head coach or a guy that's coming in to get a job, go try to find him and get him as your offensive coordinator. He's one of those guys. He's a guy that you want to go get. But yeah, I kind of agree with what Miles was saying, because you look at it, there was always three guys to him.
I was in the airport as this game was being played, and I still follow a lot of people from my days in Cleveland. There was a lot of that. There was a lot of Aaron Rodgers is more concerned about not being the guy who gets sacked for the record than winning this game.
Well, I mean, that's the thing about it. You could be concerned with that. That's always a crazy thing. That's why I said I'm not going to question whether Myles Garrett is right or wrong, because he could be absolutely right. Because if you watch the game, that's exactly what he did. It's like, we're not going to let you break this sack record against us.
Right.
Well, again, I was on the team, and we talked about it that weekend, but it wasn't a big deal. Like, I was on the team when Bruce Smith got his 200th sack.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was a bull crap play that he got the sack on, but it wasn't like we were giving him the sack.
Yeah.
But it was talked about, it wasn't like, oh, we can't let him get it. It was like, oh, he's up for this 200th sack. And that's basically what it was.
Yeah. It'd be an easier argument to make in a different situation. The Steelers needed this game pretty badly.
That's the thing
about it. They could have clinched the AFC North.
That's the thing about it. They needed this game.
And now, as you referenced already, they're going against the Ravens with the playoffs on the line there. And that's going to be your Sunday night football game here in Week 18. Saints and Titans. Saints win 34-26. Tyler Shuck just continues to play very well.
All right, Bo, come here, Bo. Come on in here, Bo, real quick.
No, props. Chris Olave had a big game, too.
Come on in here, Bo. Is Tyler Shook the quarterback of the future for your Saints?
He is.
Okay.
I think so.
He's at least
I kind of agree.
He's at least the quarterback that's going to allow this organization to not draft a quarterback with whatever pick they get in next year's draft. 8, 9, 10, 11, whatever it is.
Okay. All right. Just making sure, because I saw the end of that game, and to watch Cam Jordan, and I've been the biggest Cam Jordan fan. I like Cam. He's a funny – I like him. He almost ended the game with a damn sack, you know, and I don't know if he's coming back or anything like that, but I just thought this man – and he's probably the most underrated pass rusher of his generation, in my opinion. This dude is on the way to the Hall of Fame. This dude was an amazing – and still played really good at that oldest age. But I was going to ask – I wanted to ask Bo, because I thought about this morning. Is Tyler Shook – he's good enough right now for them not to draft a first-round quarterback?
100%.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
All right. All right.
Yeah, hey, shout out AT. Arthur Trish listens to this show. Plus, I talk to AT on a weekly basis about that situation and LSU, other stuff. Hey, man, he's more tapped into the NFL than I am, and he's got an ear to the ground in New Orleans as well. And, yeah, man, they're believers in this kid, man.
Yeah, okay. I think so. By the way, Cam Jordan got a $600,000 bonus after a replay assist overturned, changed a stat that
good
gave him a sack there. So
get that bread.
Jacksonville and the Colts, and we're going to hear from Phillip Rivers in just a moment. The Jaguars win this 23-17. You talk about you don't want to see the Texans, and I understand that. They've won 8 in a row.
Right.
They're still trailing in the division because the Jaguars on their own have won 7 in a row.
Shout out.
Trevor Lawrence finally playing the way.
Hey, this is the best he's ever played. Shout out to Liam Cohen, because I don't agree how he went about it, talking about his son had a doctor's appointment and everything while they didn't call back to the Buccaneers and everything. But shout out for him for standing his ground on that damn snake Trent Baalke. And was like, I don't want to – y'all want to be my head coach? Fire this damn guy. And he was the head coach. They fired him, Trent Baalke. He got his guy in there. But you're right. Trevor Lawrence never played better. But
anyone's expected of him is this.
Yes. But I'm so proud of my former teammate, Phillip. I saw he had his whole high school team up there yesterday. And for him to come back, I thought it was just amazing.
Well, I want to hear from Phillip, and then I'll let you respond to it. But, look, the Colts are – they made a call. After the injury to Daniel Jones to try and save the season. Yep. Ultimately,
another guy who might be out of a job. I love Shane Steichen. You know that. But again, offensive coordinator is one.
I thought the Phillip Rivers thing was worth it.
I thought it was worth the chance.
Riley Leonard wasn't going to win these games and lead you to the playoffs. Here's what Phillip Rivers said post game.
Well, I mean, if it is, and again, I'm going to be on board and supportive of whatever the organization, Shane, and however that decision is going to come to be. I'm sure I'll have some conversation. It won't just be a blindside Tuesday, conversation from him. And I'm going to be on board to do what's best for the guys. I mean, if this was the last one, I told you guys I wasn't going to have any regrets about coming back, and I don't. It's other than us not winning, right? Us not winning. It's been an absolute blast for 3 weeks. I wouldn't – if I go back and say, all right, now you know everything's going to happen, what are you going to do? I'd do it all again. It's been absolutely awesome. If it's the last one, it's the last one. I thought the last one was walking off the field in Buffalo, walking up that tunnel, and I was fine with that. And that one had tears and those few days after it, and I was at peace with that being the last one. So certainly if it is, I got 3 bonus games that I never saw coming and couldn't be more thankful that I got the opportunity.
You know how I feel about that dude, man. Mm-hmm. And I've always, run, feel, and all those different things that he believes in and things like that. And he's still rocking that new Cheppy hat that, he's worn forever, And I thought, and I remember when he started saying that phrase. It was crazy when he started, because it's a Latin phrase of something with something. But I remember when he started saying, because we heard this from Abe. We used to go, that was the coolest thing about playing for San Diego, was the SEALs team trained out there.
Yeah.
And so one day we went out to, right before training camp, and we went out to their training grounds and everything, and we sat in with some of their commanders and everything, and they were talking, and they said that phrase, new champion. And I remember Phillip was, whenever Phillip, because Phillip would always call the team up, and it means to go on or something like that. I wish I could remember off the top of my head. But I remember Phillip would always say that phrase, and it was a phrase where everybody was like, yeah, all right. And he kept that phrase from that day, and that was in, it's like 15, 20, whatever years ago. And for him to come back and go to and say, you know what, Phillip ain't going to never come back again. But at the same time, the 3 weeks that he had was a blast.
He didn't play poorly. That's the other thing here.
He wasn't bad.
They didn't miss the playoffs because they made a call for him and it was a disaster. That's not what this was. I think that was impressive as well. The Buccaneers and the Dolphins. Dolphins win 27.
Oh, my God. Your guy Quinn Ewers, baby.
I still got my dub at that time.
You got Quinn Ewers, baby.
That Bengals game on that first day on the boat. I was watching. I was like, score one in the picks for Abe after Quinn Ewers. Bad loss for the Bucs.
Yes.
Still have an opportunity to make the playoffs. Need to beat the Panthers in Week 18. They would have the worst nine-game run in NFL history and still make the playoffs.
I believe I read that today.
They would finish with a win, by the way. They need a win just to get there.
They leaking oil.
2-7.
They leaking oil. Something's wrong with Baker. I think something physical wrong with Baker. They're leaking oil down there in Tampa, and it could be a situation where they might cost their damn coach a job because they're playing like straight trash. Shout out to Mike McDonald. I mean,
we talked about that one a little earlier.
To circle the wagons the way he's done, that's a big deal.
Big win for the Patriots. Drake May, 5 touchdowns.
Dude.
The Giants lose out on the number one pick.
Dude, this damn Drake May, man.
Yeah, man.
This dude here, man.
Yeah, he's the guy.
This dude got something going
on,
man.
Like, he's the next guy.
He got some stuff going about him. Bills, obviously, I wouldn't have went for two, but Josh Allen missed him.
Yeah.
Josh Allen missed him.
And Josh is banged up on his own.
Yeah,
you can tell that yesterday.
Yeah, Josh missed him on the two-point conversion. Last night game, San Francisco, what a great freaking game that was. Brock Purdy, Caleb Williams going back and forth. Mm. Love that game.
Brock Purdy did some old-school backyard
Brock
stuff.
Brock Purdy was really good
he
yesterday.
He was nice.
I know we got all these players, these coaches of the year. Kyle Shanahan done a hell of a job, man.
They are so banged up on D.
Yes.
And to be able to win. And by the way, they won a bunch of games midseason with Mac Jones.
Yes.
And they're still right there in the discussion there in the NFC West and into the playoffs. All right, when we come back, we all are going to be joined by Bo Johnson, of course, back page with Bo. But also Ben Helmrath is going to join us as well, the Atlanta Drive team coordinator. Thrilling performance yesterday. We'll tell you about it on the other side. It's Abe in for Andy. It's the Midday Show, Andy and Randy, on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Oh, why am I thinking of a dancing rodent right now? And that
Welcome back into the Midday Show. Abe Gordon in for Andy Bunker. Randy McMichael running the show here today. And we go out to the WadeFord.com hotline and welcome in Ben Helmrath, the Atlanta Drive team coordinator. And just like that, the victory, the championship season,
victory!
In the rearview mirror. It's in the rearview mirror. What do they say? We're not defending anything. We're running whatever they say now.
Because the thing about it is we understand that golfer and golf is different. So I'm curious, Ben, is it one of those things where we are defending this championship right now?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could definitely say that. It's being the inaugural, I think all the targets on our back. So, yeah, I would say defending is a good term.
And to be fair, I don't think the target was on the back entering the tournament last year, and certainly it is now. And yesterday was honestly one of the most exciting TGL matches I had watched. I was in the airport, Ben. I was watching it on my phone, and I'm sitting there watching the final hole. And here comes Billy Horschel, who knocked down two huge, massive putts against New York in the finals last season. And I'm sitting there saying, well, is he going to do this one more time? 54 feet, I think it was. And step right up and ends the match 6-4 because the hammer had been thrown to start the hole. That was a really fun performance and nice for Atlanta to get off on the winning foot, especially when you consider a couple of the team regulars were out due to injury.
Yeah, no, it was – I mean, first off, Billy is clutch is an understatement. He's built for the pressure moments. He's built for those just key situations. And, yeah, I can't imagine that was more than 2% chance of going in. But with Billy, you basically 10X any of those odds. And he stood over, and it was funny. I'm standing there next to the team coordinator from New York, and he just looked at me and goes, why do I feel like this is going in? They just everybody just feels it when Billy stands over. And he almost did it a couple holes earlier. When he almost made a, whatever it was, 40-foot, 37-foot putt. So Billy's built different. But, yeah, as you called out, I mean, we were going into it. We had some question marks. We had new players, people that hadn't played in the spotlight yet on TGL, and we didn't know what was going to happen. But the guys just grind as they always do, and we stuck to our game plan and made it happen.
Ben, I got, my last one for me is because this is the second year. We talked to you last year during the inaugural season. Are there any different expectations for you and this team and maybe the league-wide as far as you come into the second year, knowing that, you know, didn't know what to expect after the first year?
I think more than anything, it's just the guys are more comfortable with the way it's played versus, you know, traditional Thursday through Sunday golf. Mm-hmm. It's faster. It's the team aspect. It's like when you're around the green, it's obviously not real grass. So it rolls just a little bit differently and you chip just a little bit differently. So there were some of those, I would call, for lack of a better word, hiccups that we experienced a little bit early in the season of year one that these guys are a lot more comfortable in here. And I think you saw that in the fact that this match came down to the last putt, quite literally. So all in all, I think all the guys are super excited. Everybody got a little bit more competitive, it felt like, in the offseason for it, and this should be a great season.
We are joined by Ben Helmrath, team coordinator for the Atlanta Drive, got their season off with a victory over the New York Golf Club. It was a rematch of last year's championship series. And, I was watching it, and Arthur Blank is in the building. He's watching Billy Horschel's putt drop. He stands up, raises his arm in victory and all that stuff. What does it mean to see the continued support of Mr. Blank, not just financially from that perspective, but physically being there, especially knowing he's probably coming back here to Atlanta. Monday Night Football, there's a big game. I'm sure he'll be in the building tonight. But taking his time and making sure he was there for the guys yesterday.
Honestly, guys, it means the world. You've got arguably the biggest legend in Atlanta, especially right. In Atlanta sports right now. And for him to take the time to be down there to support the team. You know, we saw Justin and Pat came and Lucas came to support the team as well, and to spend time with them. And he's great in the match. He likes to ask questions. He wants to understand what's going on. He pushes us because ultimately we all want to win for him. We want to bring a second championship back. So to get to turn around and see him there is still one of those, like, you just get chills. It's a pinch me opportunity to have Mr. Blank sit right there in the front row and be a part of the whole experience.
And then final question here, Ben, you mentioned Justin, Pat, and Lucas. They were all out injured yesterday, core members of the Atlanta Drive last season. You call up Chris and Corey, who are making their TGL debuts, but I have two questions, kind of, and one of them is just, what is your role in getting them prepared for the event, for a competitive match? And then secondly, a situation I'm hopeful you don't have to deal with again, but I was told that Chris broke his driver in warmups, and so what is your role in replacing it? Does he just already have one? How does that work?
Yeah, so I guess to start with your first question, so we were going back and forth with Chris and Corey when all of this kind of happened for a couple of days, and kind of getting them prepped on the holes, sent them all the holes that they're going to be playing, and a little bit of just mapping out how we're going to approach it. And then we had a chance to get in there Saturday night with Corey. Chris had some delays with all the northeast winter storm that was going on. And then we went in again Sunday morning for about 2 hours and did further practice with Chris and Corey. So, you know, they felt as warmed up as they could be, right? It is a little bit different, but I do feel like they put in a good amount of prep and a good amount of practice to understand the nuances of TGL. And then, yeah, on Chris's driver, it was one of those where, you know, when you see somebody like Chris get to join the team and somebody like my role, it catches you off from a strategy perspective because now you have swing speed and ball speed that's top five on tour. And so to have him lose his driver, it kind of changed all of our thinking, but it just so epitomizes the fact that he is so strong and has so much power. We were out there practicing, and then maybe 10 minutes before the match, we were back there getting ready to get introduced, and he went to just swing one or two more to stay loose because he had to hit driver on the first hole, and just looks down and noticed that his head was cracked. And Corey at least plays a similar driver from the same manufacturer, had an extra one in his trunk. Chris was like, I guess I need it because I have to hit driver on some of these holes. And he went out on that one hole and sprayed it a bit that we didn't like into that bunker, and he didn't feel as confident with it. So we had to adjust strategy mid-match for sure. But, yeah, he hits the ball a mile, and it shows in the fact that he cracked his driver during warm-ups.
Well, it was a final hole victory nonetheless for the Atlanta Drive. They start the season off with a victory 6-4 over New York Golf Club. Next match is going to be Tuesday, January 6th. Ben, appreciate your time. Look forward to catching up with you throughout the season.
Appreciate you, Ben.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
Take care, bro.
All right. Atlanta Drive back in action. I really did enjoy it because I didn't have to watch the NFL game that was on. We were in the Delta Club in PBI.
Ooh, he's a Delta Club.
My mom had a guest pass. It's not like I'm getting in.
I'm a Delta Club.
My mom has a pass. What do you want from me?
Hey, man, Miss Mama Judge, she's amazing. You know,
trying to tell me she left you outside?
I mean, that's what I was going to say. Like, she's going in like, my son can't come in here.
You know who does leave me outside and goes into the Delta Club?
Your sister.
My dad. He comes strolling back. He comes strolling back 5 minutes before we board with a tin of oatmeal. He's like, they had a great breakfast in there today. I was like, I appreciate you using that guest pass or something. He just slides right up there. That's all right though. I really did enjoy watching the TGL. I don't know. There's something about it that has caught me. So there you go. We'll keep you abreast of what's going on with the Atlanta Drive over the course of the season. But now it's time for our main man, Bo Johnson, to jump in. It's the back page. Hello, Bo.
Howdy, Abe. I hope Christmas was great and the cruising was special. And maybe you should have gone out for that steak dinner like I suggested after that first night. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You grab you a little, what do they call the single females on cruises? Grab you one of those. Go get you a steak dinner. You probably don't leave the casino upside down at the end of your trip.
I you know what, Bo, and me being a married man, And I couldn't imagine in today's age with all the technology that you have to women that you don't got no cruise, babe. Like, how many times were you outside on a cruise with just shorts on?
A number?
No shirt, though.
Oh, no, I had my shirt on.
Yeah. Like,
any time while you're just floating out there in Caribbean, you didn't want to just, like, you know.
You want to just, like, rip it off and show the ladies?
Rainy, Bo.
No excuses, Abe. No, you can't sit here and do that.
I didn't get physically into the ocean once.
Dude, I'm just telling you, I seen the dudes win the belly flop contest on cruises and have young ladies all over
them. They get all the women.
All the women. You didn't tell me you couldn't
do
it.
Then you try to tell us that you do these activities too, which is fine. I do activities on cruises, but there's females there too.
I don't. Yeah, sometimes. Y'all got me on the activity thing. That's Donovan. I'm like, yeah.
You're talking about like on the ship? You know, I'll do trivia on the ship.
I do a lot of trivia. Yeah, sure.
I don't go. Only time I'm indoors on the cruises is to eat or win a cabin, or Donna makes me go do something. Other than that, nah. No, I'm out.
You don't play Win a Cruise Bingo?
Yeah, unless she makes me come down there. No.
So, real quick, do either of y'all know what Roback is?
Who?
Roback?
Woback?
Roback. R-H-O-B-A-C-K.
Roback?
See, I didn't know either. Apparently, it's a clothing company, and it really doesn't matter what kind of clothes you sell or what colors or whatever they are. You just got to have the right spokesperson.
Scooby Dooby Doo! Got that dog in me, you see? What's up, y'all? It's Jameis Winston, and we are doing Quick Ones with Roback.
What's your nickname?
J-Boo.
What's your throwing arm's nickname?
Cannon.
How far can you throw?
80 yards.
If greatness had a flavor, what would it taste like?
Jameis Winston.
Who's your idol?
Muhammad Ali.
Who's your goat?
Jesus.
Favorite animal?
Tiger.
Favorite crab?
Alaskan king crab.
Best crab seasoning?
Old Bay seasoning.
Favorite play call?
Gun triple right, 73 Houston, X post.
Shotgun or under center?
Under center.
What's heavier, a pound of feathers or a pound of greatness?
They're both a pound.
Go-to pregame song?
Mind of a Maniac by Lil Boosie.
Best postgame celly?
Point to the Lord.
Favorite celly dance?
Point to the Lord.
How would you describe your dance moves?
Point to the Lord.
How many W's can you eat?
How many do you want me to eat?
Go-to baseball pitch?
Two-seam fastball in the hands.
What actor would play Jameis Winston in a movie?
Will Smith.
You're starting a flag football team of all-time greats. Who's your first pick?
Randy Moss.
You have a roommate with a zoo animal. Which one?
Michael B. Jordan with a Komodo dragon.
Aliens arrived on Earth. You're the first person they see. What are you telling them?
Y'all can come to my house.
Oh, my God.
Thank Jameis, man.
I love
you. I'll go buy me some Roback. Just listen to Jameis.
I tell you this. First time I ever saw a Komodo dragon, I remember it was Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. I think it was at Starcade or something. I was a little kid, and Mama would take us to that mom and pop video store, and you would get the VHS. And I think he fought, God, I think was that?
And they wouldn't come out till like 6 months after the pay-per-view happened?
Yeah. I saw that with Komodo dragon. It was crazy, Bo, because I was telling everybody, I watched the on Prime Video, they got the 50 years of the Bucks, and they had the eating a W, what happened. And the funniest thing is, like, Levante David and other Buccaneers, like, we didn't know what the hell this dude was talking about.
You can find the still of that huddle right there, Deshaun Jackson's face.
Yes.
Deshaun Jackson's looking at James freaking
it run. Was the crazy thing ever, but all the players, like Levante, all of them are like, and then he came out. I think he said the offense was like we were coming out of the tunnel. Nobody wanted to shake Jameis' hand because he was licking on his damn fingers. They need Jameis here. Bridge quarterback Jameis Winston.
There's no other real choice, right?
What does he do after he plays? Like,
oh man!
In terms of media,
whatever he wants, probably.
Well, but in terms of media,
You know what? I don't want to ever pigeonhole anybody into like, oh, you got to do this, that. But Jameis is going to have a media career somewhere, man. He's going to be like.
Is it real analysis or is it like grunt?
I don't think it's going to be football, though.
Ooh, okay.
I could see him going like Michael Strahan like that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Interesting.
Yeah.
So, as an in-studio analyst? Or just go and do like Good Day America or something?
Something like that.
Yeah, he could definitely do that.
Maybe he can take like Seacrest and Nick Cannon's 38 hosting roles. Because I'd be up for Jameis Winston, the game show host. So, there you go.
He'll host the XBs.
Did you see him host the Price is Right?
Maybe not that sort of game.
Oh, well, I don't know. I think I could probably see that, too.
If he, all right. Have you ever watched, I guess recently, before Price is Right, Wayne Brady hosted Let's Make a Deal?
And it was awful.
Right. But if it were Jameis, wouldn't be awful.
Yeah.
Probably still be pretty awful.
Yeah.
All right. We'll come back on the Midday
feud?
Show. Get you set up for Monday
Hell
Night Football.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Family Feud.
Yeah. Well, Steve Harvey's pretty good, though. But yes. Can he just be an all-time contestant? Anyways, Monday Night Football, we'll talk about it next. It's Abe Gordon, Randy McMichael on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.